hope you've enjoyed The Decemberists as much as I have this week. Such a lovely, melodic, interesting sound. That was January Hymn from their latest album, which has been the album of the week. The band is The Decemberists.
Stories, features, links, audio and pictures. Visit the Morning Show blog.
abc.net.au/sydney/radio. Then click on Mornings.
Wonder if you can pick up my accent on the phone.
New York's one of those wonderful destinations for so many people who go on holidays, and a lucky few get to live there for a while. A lot of the time, of course, it's a real cultural and arts hub or a place to make money. Dr. Vanessa Bryant is a little bit different. She's a scientist and medical researcher. Dr. Bryant works at the Rockefeller University in New York, and she joins me now. Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now, Vanessa, tell us your story. How did you, as a scientist, end up in New York City?
Well, it's one of these strange things. As an academic scientist in Australia, you're kind of expected after you finish your PhD to do a stint somewhere in the world. And yeah, so I finished my PhD a few years ago in Sydney, and I was lucky enough while I was doing my PhD to go to a conference in the States, in Colorado, and I thought, while I'm here, I'll visit a few and try and find a job. And it all went very well, and I had a few offers, and it became a matter of deciding which lab was the best fit for me and what I wanted to do. And I ended up in New York at Rockefeller University, and it's a wonderful opportunity. I'm really, really happy to be here.
Now, what's the nature of your work?
So I'm in medical research in immunology, which I think is an incredible field of science because it's, in my mind, inclusive of all of the great fields of science, medicine, biology, genetics, and chemistry. And the lab I'm in is, it's a unique lab. It's split between New York and Paris, which is unique in academic science, and it also has a unique approach to discovering the genetic theory of infectious disease. So the main question of our lab is essentially, why do some kids get sick and not others when everyone is exposed? And we believe the reason for this is hereditary, and we do amazing work.
What sort of resources do you have there? Well, you know, how is it changing you as a scientist?
Well, one of the main things is the lab that I'm involved in has incredible connections all over the world. So I work on tuberculosis and mycobacterial disease and the genetic susceptibility to those. And, for example, we have a collection of patient samples from all over the world. We have 500 different patients who are sick from all over the world. And that is just, it's an incredible, incredible cohort to be able to have access to. In addition to that, just the technological advances that we have at our fingertips at Rockefeller University is incredible. We are doing things on the absolute forefront of genetic discovery.
Well, tell me about a day at work for you. You know, how far do you travel to the office? What sort of hours are you putting in? What's the lab like? What are your co-workers like?
Okay, so the work itself is a little less exciting on a day-to-day basis. I travel about 5 minutes to work. I actually live next door to Rockefeller University in an apartment that is rent subsidized and supplied by Rockefeller. And the idea of that is that they build apartments for postdoctoral researchers like myself and professors so that we don't have to worry about commuting and we get to enjoy New York and also focus on the work. So I work mainly on the bench. I have a lab coat on and gloves all day long, the regular classic cliche scientist, and a lot of my work involves dealing with patient samples and making DNA and running lots of tests, a lot of discussions.